Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
All right, so we're near the end of month one, actually. Today is the 29th. It's a Sunday, so we've got like 22 days before month end. Here's going to be some raw numbers. Here we go. So historically, the club operating cost, fixed and variable, comes in between like $26,000 to $29,000 a month. Closer to $26,000 on a normal, but some months we pop like a quarterly tax payment or sort of expense. So what if it comes out to like $28,000 a month? Now for month one, we're probably going to finish at about $37,000, $38,000 on the revenue for the whole month. Now it sounds like, oh, great, $37,000 cost $28,000, that's $9,000 in net profit. Not quite. I've got a $5,500 rent payment, SBA loan payment. And so my break even is no longer 28, like 33, 34. But also with getting things started, there's some upfront costs. So like my insurance premium, that's paid, I think I pay it annually. And so like that was $1,000 for just like general and hazard. I can't remember what it was, but that's a one-time payment that covers multiple months. And then same with unemployment insurance, getting things ironed out and finalized, like one-time surcharges. So I haven't like sat down to look at all my expenses, but those are going to come at probably like 35, 36. And so if I finish at 37, on paper, we had like a $2,000 net profit. And people might say, what? That's like my down payment was like $45,000 for the business. And in my head, like all the businesses I was looking at or the studios, they dependably do, they would literally like $3,000 to $4,000 a month when someone has everything set up and everything is running smoothly. Literally $3,000 to $4,000 is the norm. So in my head, like breaking even or even being in the green is a win. My manager's been a little bit stressed, like saying, hey, we have no leads, we have no sales, we've maybe sold like 5 or 6 new members this month, and in a normal month, we need to be selling like 15 to like replenish and retain. Guys, like, we lost 7 members out of 300. That's like a 2% attrition rate. That is insanely good for industry average. For 300 members, you budget to lose 15 or 5%. We lost 7. We lost 2%. That is incredible. We sold like 18 memberships, folks that renewed or re-signed up, or brand new folks off the street that said yes to a basic ad campaign. So in my mind, this is a win. And knowing what a win looks like on month one helps keep things normal and stabilized. And so my manager, little antsy, you owner, you know, are we going to be okay? Is the club going to stay open? Like her heart is for this club and these members. And it's beyond anything to see. And so like, hey, we're doing great. I was expecting that we would lose $5,000 or $6,000 this month. We made like 2 or 3. Like we are crushing it. I have full confidence. This is amazing. If we lose money for 6 months, then I'll panic. But until then, like we're already like 6 months into winning already. Like we are ahead of schedule and just breathing confidence. At RV, this is part of the plan. This is part of the growing pain. Sucks. She's had to switch over 40 accounts for like different licenses and subscriptions and like LLC documents, and just defining success and having a realistic definition and cutting that in half and then being a little more negative on top of that and just realizing this is a win. This is awesome. I am stoked. My accountant says now I need to start paying myself a salary. And so and he said if this is a full-time gig, give myself a salary of $80,000 based on revenue and profitability, but revenue so that I'm not going to get flagged by the IRS. And that's fair. $80,000 to own a studio like this, that's pretty enough. It's kind of generous, but I'll just want to get out of it. And so I'm going to start paying myself the first 3 weeks. I didn't pay myself anything, but now working on this full-time, I'll pay myself the equivalent of like $40,000 with this workload. If it comes a full-time focus, then it'll be more. But dude, I'm so stoked. I've never been so happy to break even. This is where the power of small business popped up so quickly. So put down $45,000 on the loan. I made $2,000. Okay, what if that sucks? Like, we'll say I make 2,000 a month every month going forward. That's 24 grand in a year. If I spend $45,000 and I make $24,000 back in my first year, that's basically a 50% return, like in my first year. After 2 years, I get all of my money back. Like 2,000 a month for 48 months or 24 months, that's 48 grand. You being an investor where you get all of your money back in 2 years and now you're making money from there onward. That is insane. The stock market is 10%. What I just told you with the business is like a 40% return. Now there's stress, there's anxieties, there's bad dreams, there's membership turnover, there's employment turnover. It's not a cakewalk. It's not free money. But show me something where you get a 40% return on your money. And I have equity. I have ownership. I can sell the business and get money back. Like, this is why small businesses power. Oh my God. I'm jumping on a soapbox kit. And if things are rock and rolling and I can pay myself 80 grand a year and I have a sellable asset, like that's a 150% return on my money every year. And then next year it's another 150, that's 300% return after 2 years. That is insane. And I didn't wait that long, so I don't know what else to say. But I'm stoked. Getting the ads agency figured out, the advertisements. I've been shooting TikTok reels, voiceovers, getting the agency teed up for success. I told them, I'm telling them in a few days, overwhelm my team with leads so that I have to quit my job to sell full time to the gym. The staff can handle 5 or 6 leads a day. I want to get us up to 9 or 10 so that they're like begging me to hire a sales rep. I happily hire a sales rep. If I can't find one, I will do it myself. I'm going to be having 40 signups a month on a 300 member group. I think our capacity is 450. I'm going to get 40 members a month. Coming in, we're closed. We're selling 30 or so. So I'll take care of the churn that happened. So we'll be growing the membership base. That'll be in Glisten. Gosh, if we get 30 members a month, each paying 200, that's an extra 6,000 a month. 6,000. Some of those will do annual payments. So an average transaction between 1,800 and 200, 2,000, we'll say like 50-50. We'll say it's 1,000 a month, 20,000 a month, higher revenue than what we're currently doing. This can be a full-time cash flow business. I can overpay my staff. I can give away freebies to my members. I can make this a full-time focus. I would overpay and overcompensate and be overgrateful to all my people. And I would have too much revenue and too many gifts and freebies going on. Nothing creates energy like energy and our feeling energy. I got to stop here because I'll keep rambling on. First month, 2,000 in profit. I am over the moon excited. Let's go. Let's rock and roll.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.